I'm curious, guys, in the director's statement interviews, Michael, you brought up that normally you don't use rehearsal process. I'm curious, how important was adding that to this film? And for Allison and Mare, how important was it to get into those family connections? I feel like y'all's performances are so quick-witted and so paced well because it's obvious you guys came into it prepared.
Yeah, so the rehearsals, to me, I think I would always do this in a film coming up. You know, sometimes when you're on directing a television show, you do a table read, and I feel like I don't get anything out of it because it's just words washing over. But really trying to nail down, especially the big Alf and Yoli scenes, where each one was going to be and be precise, really answered a lot of questions and just made it so much better and more precise than if we hadn't. And just everybody we rehearsed with, we were able to, you know, on set, you don't have a lot of time. And there's a pressure to make your day. There's people waiting around. There's all these things that just the luxury of just going down different avenues with dialogue. Do we need it? Why do we need it? Everybody's is aware of just that ticking clock that the rehearsal just allows you to play a little bit more and to be open to, is this the best it can be? And I think it just got a lot better in the rehearsal process.
For me, I feel like I've been acting for like 25 years, and when I started doing theater, I recognized, like, oh shit, I thought I was acting before and I didn't know, you know, like it just provided an entirely new opportunity. And so I fight for table work all the time. And if it's not afforded me, you know, officially within whatever framework of a project, I will make my own time. And thankfully Sarah and Mare were up for it. And Sarah, especially, we like to interrogate work. Like, we like to spend time on it. We like to, you know, we like to approach it, especially when it's something that, it's not heightened in the case of Miriam and her family, but to be the type of people who just, you know, drop Larkin quotes out of nowhere, you know, it's a special kind of human. And so to really know the importance of words to this family, the importance of sentence structure, the semantics of things, being something that's discussed at the dinner table, that being comfortable in that felt essential to me. And then as well, to just, there's a real freedom that comes in having your lines in your bones, especially when you have 20 days to shoot things. And in my case, it was sort of a selfish thing of like, I want to run these lines as much as I can, because once we start, like in the 2 weeks of quarantine before we started shooting, I'm like, I'm going to take this opportunity because I have a 4-year-old kid, and when I get home, I'm not going to have, you know, like after a full day of work, I'm not going to have a ton of time to look at lines. So to literally just be like, I'm in, you know, almost every scene of this movie. I'll take any rehearsal I can get.
Push it. That's great. Jeff,